to give me a call. I carried on working on the ward. It was the pediatric ward, Riverbank ward in the Worcester Royal Hospital. And 5 o'clock in the morning, whilst I was admitting a child, call came through to say that they wanted me up there. So one of my colleagues took over from me and I ran up. It's on a different floor because we're on the basement. It's on the upper floors. I ran all the way up there and the nurse told me that my mother had vomited coffee ground vomit and it wasn't a good sign at all. So I stayed with my mom all through the night, aspirating her as need be every time she had a vomit, and cleaning her up and rolling her from side to side and whatnot. Early in the morning, one of the nurses from the children's ward came up to see me, very concerned about my breakfast and whatnot. So the ward staff were very good as well. They made sure I had my insulin, I had my breakfast and whatnot. And the consultant came round that morning and said that there wasn't much they could do. And we said that if my mother was to go, no resuscitation, let her go in peace. And she seemed to be this thing. Well, meanwhile, all night I'd been ringing up my sister. And that morning I rang her up again and I said, didn't look good at all. Rang my son up, who is in Amersham Common. And he said, mother, he said, I'm coming up. I'll be there for 12 o'clock. I said, okay. So meanwhile, I thought, right, I'd go home and freshen myself up and then come back and meet him. So I stopped at the nursing home to let them know that my mother wasn't good at all. I came home and my husband met me at the door to say, the hospital has been ringing up looking for you. And I thought, oh, that's not good news. So I rang back the ward and sister said my mother had passed away at 12 noon. And that was it. So I went back again to the hospital because I was worried about my son, you see, finding my mother gone. And I rang him up before I left home. And I said, where are you, Khoi Sin Jai? And he said, mother, he said, I'm at the just arriving at the car park in the hospital. So I said, have you parked the car? He said, yes, I've just parked the car. And I broke the news about my mother. And he just broke down.